Greetings in Jesus' name on this fourth day of May, the year of our Lord, 2023. What a wonderful service we had last night. My power of God was there. The evangelist just dropped in on us from Shady Acres Baptist Church down in Houston, Texas. And we just shouted the victory. And he preached, and we've given God the glory for the healing touch of the Lord. He was almost dead multiple times on the ventilator for almost 30 days. Way back when he came back from Germany, and Brother Luttrick had got COVID in Germany, and he come back and was at the point of death. I remember praying for him every night in the middle of the night. And I remember when God said he was going to live, and he was there last night preaching for us. And what a great time it was. It was just a thrilling time of shouting and rejoicing and thanking God for our salvation and being sold out and serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for praying for the meeting. Today we're putting sheetrock up and continuing to do plumbing and continuing to do renovation work on our Riverside campus and making sure all the bathrooms are ready and put together in a way that would honor the Lord. And we're just having the time of our life, busy for the Lord. And then tonight we have a mission service over at Wells Branch Baptist Church, and we're asking God to help us to rebuild that building. We're looking for Timothys and Tituses, and they're few and far between. And maybe there's a Timothy listening or a Titus listening, or maybe there's another individual that's listening and asking God, maybe an Onesiphorus. I love that name. Maybe somebody like that that's listening and says, I want to be a part of what God's doing. I want to serve the Lord. I want to be in the ministry. Come on up and let's get involved in some training. Let's go to apprentice school. Let's get us our preaching, our teaching, our outreach, our interpretation of the Bible. Let's get all that in place and then put you in one of these churches that we've established around this great state of Maine. Some of you are terrified of Maine. Well, there's opportunities that abound, and may God help us and guide us and lead some people up here to serve the Lord. In your Bibles, John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. There's several amazing words that are mentioned in this passage of Scripture that I will talk about today for our Bible time together. First of all, I want us to look at this word sanctify. What a great word. A word that is almost foreign to modern Christendom, where people are so terrified of the word sanctify. I don't know why we're terrified of the word sanctify. It's a great Bible word. Not only are we saved, but it is the will of God to be sanctified. It's the will of God to be set apart for service. It's the will of God to be set apart for service so that we might be able to be a difference maker in our world. Sanctify, set them apart. That's right, set them apart to holiness, sanctify. And then this word, sanctify them. We not only see what God is teaching us in this verse in regards to sanctification, but we see the people of this verse, and that's them. And the Lord in John 17, this great high priestly prayer, is talking about us. He's praying for us. And he says, sanctify them. Sanctify those people. He's talking about me and you today. How is this process happening in our life? Yes, positionally we've been sanctified in Christ Jesus when we were gloriously born again. But how's this happening as we progress along in the Christian life and we're more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we more and more like Him? Or are we more and more like the world? What's going on in our lives? Sanctify them. And then note this, through thy truth. The word truth mentioned twice in this passage of Scripture. That's how we're sanctified. Hence the reason why all the time when I'm preaching, I'm talking about the Bible. All the time when I'm teaching, I'm talking about the Bible. All of the time on the radio, I'm talking about the importance of the Word of God. I read about Elijah the Tishbite this morning and how he stood before all of those wicked prophets of Baal, and he prayed to the God of heaven, and the God of heaven came down in a miracle and licked up all the water and all the sacrifice, and all the prophets of Baal lost their lives. And I read that and I said, "Dear Lord, that's what I want to be. I want to be a man of God." And the Lord was sanctifying me. He was setting me apart as I was reading the truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. That's the truths that I want to share today. How is it happening in your life? Is God doing a great work? Or are you experiencing sanctification? Is there a separation? Or are you more like the world today than you were a few years ago? I marvel at this. We had a great service last night. There's people that's stopping their Wednesday night services, stopping their Sunday night services, stopping their Sunday school, and they're just barely hanging on by a thread. On Sunday morning they come, and then we're not fooling anybody. I don't understand that. We're not fooling anybody, certainly not fooling ourselves. We're not where we ought to be. Let's sanctify. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Let's let the Lord sanctify us. Let's be involved in sanctification. Let's separate ourselves unto the Lord and unto the gospel. Let's do this. And God will bless us and help us, and we'll be able to be a difference maker, and we'll win people to Christ and start more churches and build Sunday schools and sing in the choir and shout the victory while the preachers are preaching. All of this will happen. May God help us and teach us these great truths. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.